We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
In his budget address last month, Governor Josh Shapiro called for the legalization of marijuana for recreational purposes. The latest Franklin and Marshall College poll found that almost two-thirds of Pennsylvania voters who were surveyed support marijuana for adult use being legal. Support is a trend that has been growing over the past decade. Several Republicans in key positions in the General Assembly have changed their positions and now favor legalization. 24 states have legalized marijuana. So is it just a matter of time in Pennsylvania? Not so fast. The federal government still classifies marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance. Stephen Caruso is the Capitol reporter for the online nonprofit newsroom Spotlight PA, and he recently summarized where Pennsylvania stands on legalization, and he's with us today. Stephen Caruso, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right. See, I just listed all that momentum, it seems, toward legalization. Is there momentum?
So it's a great question, because I think even at a time like this, when Governor Josh Shapiro puts his full weight behind it, mentioning his budget address, it's hard to say. Like, since the story's come out, I've even had more people reach out to me to tell me how they don't think there's momentum behind this. So I don't know. I would say that, I guess I just start out by pointing out Pennsylvania was one of the last states in the country to legalize medical marijuana. That was in 2016, under Governor Tom Wolf. And that took a very determined effort by Democrats and the handful of Republican supporters in the General Assembly to get that through. It even had a moment where the Speaker of the House of the Pennsylvania House cried before his lawmakers, telling them not to support it, and it had to pass. So, like, that's what it took to get medical marijuana through. So recreational, that's a whole other topic. If it has momentum, we'll see in the coming months.
Your story was online last week, and you say that you've been contacted by people who say there isn't momentum. What have they been saying?
So, yeah, for instance, I had a conversation with Dave Taylor of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association, and he, for instance, was throwing cold water on the idea of, like, laying out that, you know, for manufacturers, this is an issue about insurance. Are they going to get insurers to be able to pay? There's the issue of, their legal liability if there was to be an accident that happened to somebody under the influence. You know, we had a back and forth. I kind of point out that other states have legal marijuana and there's still manufacturing happening there, but you know, he was pretty dug in that, like, for them, it's a top concern. And, you know, in the story I published, you already had, you know, law enforcement obviously has concerns about full legalization. I think, you know, there's a lot of interest groups in Pennsylvania that, you know, I think are stacked up in opposition that have some power. But, you know, it's funny we're starting with this. Like, I should say, too, though, if you're going to talk about legalization, I don't think we've ever been closer to it than right now. It's just, you know, I think also to say it has momentum is kind of a big step, because this is a state that even with a split general assembly like we have now, which gives Democrats and their policy positions more leverage than they did previously, it's still always a heavy lift to get anything done in a politically divided atmosphere like this.
You anticipated my next question. 24 other states, it is legal in 24 other states, the District of Columbia and some U.S. territories. So it's not like this is something that where Pennsylvania would be a pioneer. But how is Pennsylvania different than those other states?
Yeah, so it's the fact that we are a swing state. And I say that just because, like, both political parties have a say here. And now this is an issue that I think is not cleanly partisan. As you noted, Scott, like, there are Republicans who support this. Mike Regan, chairman of the committee in the Senate that would handle a legalization bill, most likely, he supports legalization. He said that. you know, there are a lot of Republicans, if you talk to them privately, they'd even say, like, look, I'm not necessarily opposed. I just want to make sure I don't get ahead of my constituents on this issue. But like what Pennsylvania does have or doesn't have that a lot of other states do have is referendum. A lot of red states that legalize it, such as our neighbor in Ohio, which is really, I think, got this on our radar, they legalized it for a referendum. And Pennsylvania doesn't have that process. So anything that happens has to go through the General Assembly and the governor. And that's a tricky needle thread. You know, I've been covering the General Assembly for about 6 years, and you know, there's not a lot that gets done because there isn't the people don't have that ability to kind of just go, like, you can't just gather petitions to have the people vote on something that's popular or not. You know, everything has to be vetted by lawmakers. And now with Republicans controlling the state Senate and Democrats in the state House with Governor Josh Shapiro, all of whom have sometimes aligning, sometimes separating priorities, getting everyone to align together is really, really hard.
All right. So we won't use the word momentum. But I'll ask the question this way. What are some of the factors that are driving the trends toward legalization?
I think that's a great way to put it. No, no. Look, as we said, you know, almost all of our neighbors except West Virginia have legalized marijuana for personal use. So that alone, if you're looking at the finances, they're all taking revenue. It's not that Pennsylvanians don't smoke weed. I mean, they just go get it from somewhere else. Also, we do have a medical program. That's also an option for some people. And the qualifications for that have also kind of shifted over time, where if you can just, you know, prove you have anxiety to a doctor, they can give you a card. I had one, I think Senator Laughlin pointed out to me that, like, he almost likes to argue, it's not that we don't have legalized marijuana, it's just you have to be willing to pay the price of going to the doctor and proving you have a condition that qualifies and getting the card and then paying the prices at for medical marijuana, which are high. So I think there's just this acceptance that, like, it's accessible. It's just, does Pennsylvania want a piece of the pie or not for all of those consumers? And I should say, too, the state's coffers are pretty flush. We have about $14 billion, but that's just right now. If you keep looking forward and forward and forward, we're going to run out of that money eventually, especially as the state tries to address, say, education funding, let alone every other thing that the state needs. So the revenue, it's not just a, like, it would be nice to have that revenue. I think there's a, we kind of need to have some more revenue, and sin taxes have always been easy. I say that not to imply marijuana is a sin, but we love to use it. So I think mostly it's that. And I think there's also this growing recognition of the criminal justice aspects. I mean, it's gotten popular. And I think the business groups in Pennsylvania has been pretty strong on getting everybody at the table to talk about, you know, how do we make our criminal justice system better? Employers want it because they want more people in the workforce. Obviously, people, communities impacted by the heavy hand of the law, they want to make sure that their folks, you know, come back into society, can get a fresh start. And the ad aspect of legalization, I think, also attracts people from both sides of the aisle.
Let's talk about revenue. How much is Governor Shapiro estimating that Pennsylvania could bring in?
Once the program's fully up and running, about $250 million. I should say that's just, I believe that's just for about the general fund, or that's overall. I mean, once you start dividing up that money, like, I don't know if that's going to be $250 million and go right at the schools, because you also need some money that be taken away to regulate the industry. Law enforcement has also said, like, you know, we're going to want extra resources to keep tabs on this. And then obviously there are people who are saying, like, and then just what to do with that revenue. I mean, some proposals say put all that money in the law enforcement, but other people are saying take that money and use it for the communities that have been impacted by the making marijuana illegal. So I think, you know, and $250 million, I know it sounds like a lot for listeners. That really isn't a lot in terms of a state budget of $45 billion plus.
You know, when I heard $250 million from the governor, I thought to myself, that's kind of low compared to some other estimates we've heard in the past. Eugene DePasquale, former auditor general, now running for attorney general, was one of the first elected officials to come out in support of legalization. I seem to remember him estimating a much higher figure. That seems to be one of the problems here, is that everyone is all over the place of how Pennsylvania can benefit from this.
Yeah, and I think even some of the opponents have brought this up. I talked to one group, they didn't make it into story. I want to say a lot of people have opinions on legalization who didn't make it into this story. And I was almost my editors had a field day cutting stuff. But SAM is a national group, Smart Approaches for Marijuana, and they have made the point that legalization usually doesn't bring in as much money as people say. And I'd also say for Pennsylvania, I think part of it is because all of our neighbors have legalized, like, when DePasquale estimated that number, I want to say that was 2018 or 2019. A lot of our neighbors didn't have legalization, so his assumption was based on the idea that like we might get people coming in from out of state to our state to buy marijuana. Now we don't have that assumption anymore because our consumers are leaving. And that kind of brings up like the disparate the fact that some of these numbers are moving. The one thing I found pretty universal agreement on among people who want legalization and people who are skeptical of legalization is what if we decriminalize? Going back to that criminal justice point of view, there are people who've made that point that like we could just try to reduce the penalty. We could just try to make it so that like we don't fully legalize it. We don't give a go-ahead to the industry to sell, for people to set up pot shops, for everyone to grow, but like we could just reduce it to basically getting caught with marijuana is the same thing as a parking ticket and then go from there, just so you don't keep up the churn of the criminal justice system. Because activists who've crunched numbers say Pennsylvania is still putting giving criminal charges to about 12,000 people every year just for simple possession. And that could come with jail time.
The legislature, there's a legalization bill in the House, there's a legalization bill in the Senate. This has come up in previous years. So, what are the different proposals?
Yeah, so right now we have two main proposals. I also want to just say up front that like these are just proposals. Whatever the final plan is will probably change drastically as our legislatures want to do. But the two are in the House is one to basically sell legalized marijuana through the state store. Basically take our take legalized marijuana and put it all under the current liquor system. So you could the bill isn't clear if you there would be separate cannabis stores or if you just go to your local fine wine and spirits and also buy some marijuana when you are there. But just basically use this regulatory infrastructure the state already has set up to sell one controlled substance and add another on. The other one, which is more favored by the industry itself, Pennsylvania's marijuana industry, a multi-billion dollar industry, they want to basically just give a green light to every medical marijuana company within the state to start selling recreational marijuana. They could use their current storefronts. They could use their current everything. Obviously, there'd be some expansion. There'd be extra licenses. And that's the Senate proposal. I should say that one does have bipartisan support. Senator Dan Laughlin from Erie, as well as Senator Sherif Street from Philadelphia, are sponsoring that. And also a very key difference for users themselves, for consumers, is that the House bill would allow for an individual to grow their own marijuana plants at home. It's called home grow. And then the Senate bill would only allow medical marijuana patients to do it. You need a license to do it, basically. But the House bill has no such restriction.
Are we too early in the process to answer this question, but is there room for compromise on this?
I mean, I definitely think there will be for this to get done. The story we tried to write laid out all the different push pull on this. I mean, you have law enforcement who's at least saying like, we oppose legalization, but we want more resources. You have advocates for communities of color, particularly that have been hurt by the war on drugs, or like whatever bill you do, just make sure that it helps our communities. It gives us extra license. It gives us the share of funding. It gives us that. The industry itself has hired dozens of lobbyists to patrol the Capitol and make their point of, we know how to do this right. We've done it in other states, so we'll give us a first crack at sort of developing and letting our industry blossom. We can employ people. So, the nexus of all these points of views of the skeptics, the industry, consumers, and criminal justice is somewhere. But I am not a policymaker, so I'm not the one deciding, and I haven't gotten any clue as to where it is yet.
Okay, with that said, do you have any sense of which one has more support?
I mean, I definitely feel comfortable saying that the I think there is definitely a recognition that whatever bill comes through will need to have a good amount of investment into communities of color, a good amount of criminal justice reform. This has been a priority. for House Democrats. They now control the chamber. I mean, you know, the Black Caucus has been very outspoken on this. House Appropriations Chair Jordan Harris has been very outspoken on this. They're a very powerful bloc, I think, within the House. And I also just think the industry itself is quite powerful, or not powerful, but they have a lot of say. As I've mentioned, they've really hired up in the official Harrisburg lobbying scene. They're going to try and, you know, bring their voice to bear. And so, but you know, even then, like, there's going to be differences in what all the individual companies want. It's a very interesting industry. I'm not a marijuana industry reporter, but I would say overall, those two sides, I think, really have a say in this conversation.
All right, so what about opponents? I mean, this really has changed over the last 5 years or so, in that it used to be Republicans almost universally opposed legalization. And as we mentioned, there are a couple pretty powerful senators who now have changed their tune. I mean, Mike Regan, former U.S. Marshal. So, I mean, there's a law and order guy if you have ever met one, and now supports legalization. But what are the opponents saying about legalization and why they continue to oppose it?
Yeah, so the main point is mostly we don't have enough information. We don't know how this will impact county mental health budgets, child services, law enforcement. You know, there's still not a good system for keeping track of, you know, for knowing whether it's on a factory floor or in a car, was somebody high at their time of an operation that maybe led to an accident. You know, a most marijuana tests can detect the presence of cannabinoids, but it's gonna be it could be, you know, days, weeks old, well past its active, you know, influence on your system. So usually that, you know, they're pointing to a lack of information, and also the fact that it is a Schedule One narcotic under federal law. I mean, that's what Senator Joe Pittman and Senator Kim Ward, the leaders of the House Democrat House, oh my God, the leaders of the Senate Republican caucus, know. And so I think that's you know, that's a big deal. You know, it's mostly just uncertainty and that issue of federalism that I think is at play. If the federal government moves on descheduling marijuana in any way, I think you get rid of a big old roadblock, and then, you know, you might just have some of the nuts and bolts conversations.
The Biden administration has been trying to do that. I mean, there's so much going on in the nationally with in other areas that it kind of is on the back burner, but that is something that the Biden administration has been trying to do. Also, you mentioned law enforcement. Other states, you would seem to think that Pennsylvania should be able to look to the experiences of other states and, you know, find out what went well, what didn't go well. I noticed in your story you said that there is evidence that car crashes went up in the states where marijuana was legalized.
Yeah, you know, I think there's studies like I'm not an expert on this, but from my general overview, like, you know, there's sometimes studies of studies that try to look at, you know, what if we take all the data up? And there's a slight correlation. That doesn't necessarily mean causation, but there is that. I mean, there's also I think in general, legalized marijuana is still relatively new, and that's usually the point that opponents make, soft or hard opponents. By that, I just kind of mean the difference between someone who's just like, you know, like still really will be like, marijuana is, you know, is just bad for you, versus like people who are like, okay, look, we understand people use it. All we're saying is we should think more before we start a whole new industry, give it market power when its effects could be questionable. One thing Sam, that group I points out too, is that marijuana is also in higher potency now, the commercial product, and we don't have as much information on how that impacts people versus older strains of weed that maybe didn't have as high THC content. So, you know, I think there are open questions, and a lot of it kind of comes down to, you know, is there ability to have a short-term solution that just sort of ends prosecutions and lets lawmakers have this sort of deliberative, slow process that builds a good system? Or are we going to see a bill get rushed through, pushed through? Because this is popular, as we've noted. This has support. but just because people want it done. And I think that's sort of, as a legislative reporter, I'm watching that push-pull dynamic.
Very early on, when Colorado and Washington and a few of the early adopters of legalized marijuana, when that happened, they found that there was still a black market because those who use marijuana didn't want to pay the price that the state was charging. Do you know whether that's still an issue, and is it something that is a concern in Pennsylvania? We only have about a minute left.
I'll be quick, which is basically, yeah, I believe it's still a concern. I think some of the states that have high taxes have it. The industry's pointed that out with Pennsylvania. Shapiro's proposed plan, which was very light on details, did suggest a 20% tax on marijuana, plus a 6% state sales tax that's higher than all of our neighbors. So there's definitely a concern that would push it to the black market. I'll also say, I think there's a back and forth among consumers of, is a black market opposed by the industry because that cuts in their profit margins, or is it, is it opposed by everybody because they're concerned about product? I mean, that's a conversation. I think that's a deeper conversation. Kind of what I was hoping to get at is this, like, there's a lot of angles in this, and I think it all is going to be fleshed out potentially.
Stephen, has to be fleshed out. Stephen Caruso is the Capitol reporter for the online nonprofit newsroom Spotlight PA. We'll have a link to his story. It was on WITF.org. We'll make sure that you have a link and on the Sparks website as well. Stephen Caruso, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.